Oh, all hands hoist the colors high.
Hey, everybody, welcome out to the Domesticated Savages podcast. Thanks for tuning in. This week, I've got the members of the Savage Squad here. You've got me, Jake, your host. You've also got Jeremy.
Remember to have your pet spayed neutered.
Always remember that. Thanks, Bob Barker.
Yeah.
This is twice in a row we've had Jeremy.
Feel so honored.
Yeah.
To what do we owe this pleasure?
I don't know.
I'll tell you what it is. Our posts on Instagram.
Yeah. I've been found.
He's like, please stop sending those. I'll show up to the podcast.
If you haven't seen them, go check them out.
They're pretty good.
Yeah. They're good.
So we got Jeremy. Thank you. I'm excited for that. I've got Fitz.
Yo ho.
And I've got Joss.
Bing bong.
Bing and the bongs.
All keeping right. It alive.
Keeping it rolling, baby. That's Jeremy's catchphrase, along with the police officer catchphrase. What's the police officer catchphrase?
I don't know. What is the
police officer? Deserve and protect.
Oh.
Remember? So Josh says the police officer's catchphrase.
Oh, that's your catchphrase.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Did you post that paranormal video outside your house when the ghost?
No, I have not.
The dancing ghost?
No, I was attacked.
He was attacked.
It was on video.
There's another one?
He's trying to jump over the ghost and he falls down.
I saw
his hands in the pockets.
Oh, no. That he was dancing.
No.
He was jumping up to try to click his heels.
No, that was a paranormal.
It was a dance.
Yeah. Paranormal attack.
It was a dance.
It was a little jig.
Thou shalt not lie.
What are the words I said right after?
Did you guys see that?
Because of the ghost. I was attacked. Don't negate my experiences.
Let's when this drops, we'll post that video. Yeah, we'll let the listeners decide.
All right.
Because they all think you're full of shit.
Who does? Who thinks he's full of shit?
They, them.
All of them that will watch the video, they will assume that Jeremy was trying to do a jig.
They is the Savage Squad.
We'll let you guys decide. Ghost or a jig?
Ghost.
I like a ghost story.
Everybody likes a ghost story.
Hell yeah. The ghosting story. So speaking of ghosting story, I don't actually have anything for that.
It's like, did you get ghosted
from Jocelyn?
Yeah, who's been ghosting you?
Jocelyn have ghosted me.
He's like, hey, babe, love
Joss
you.
Gave you the silent treatment for like 3 days.
What's going on here? No, Fitz has ghosted me.
I didn't ghost you.
I was sending stuff and you weren't getting my messages.
Bullshit. He's like, I sent screenshots proving it. Your wife even saw the text messages.
Okay,
it's you that blocked me.
Jake's got you blocked.
No, it's the city up here that has you blocked.
Yeah. I don't know why. I've done nothing wrong to this city.
It's immutable characteristics.
Exactly.
I'm just making shit up now.
You're brown. So
100%.
See, at least you're honest about it.
The county's most wanted.
As ridiculous as it sounds, as long as I'm told the truth, I'm good with that.
All right.
Look,
so,
we're moving you back to patrol because you talk a lot of shit.
There's like,
and we're scared of you. That would have been way easier.
They're
I
like,
would have accepted that.
There's a brown dude with a top knot. Unacceptable. This guy is up to no good.
Back to. All right, guys. So
let's get down to business.
Yeah, that's the second rendition of a song we're going to play on this episode, apparently.
Today's episode is a sing-along.
It's a sing-along.
Sing-along with the Savages.
Disney sing-along.
Can you imagine?
That would be so fun.
Sing-along with the Savages. All right, so we've got some national, international, intergalactic, planetary stories for you guys. Some Beastie Boys rolling in here.
Yeah.
Once again, the sing-along.
Well, we're going to stay on planet Earth this time, but we have a plethora of options.
El Guapo, what is a plethora?
Yes, El Guapo, you have a plethora. We watched that a couple weeks ago. I like that movie. Do we want to go happy or sad to start out?
Happy.
Go sad.
No.
Let's finish off with happy.
Let's bring it down.
Bring it down to business.
All right, we're going to go sad. Let's go sad as shit.
Sad as shit.
We are.
Yes.
We're going to go to Florida.
All right.
Where the headline reads, Florida mom is arrested after toddler twins found dead in car parked on the highway. You asked for it.
Way to bring it down.
You asked
for it. I asked for it. Yep, let's hear this terrible
shit. I didn't
shit.
Ask for this shit.
True that.
Well, then you can take your ears off.
Earmuffs.
Earmuffs off.
Miami-Dade Dade County, a Florida mom who jumped off Interstate 95 after her three-year-old twins were found unresponsive in a car and later died, was arrested on Thursday.
Oh, so she survived.
She survived. So
she jumped off the bridge?
Correct.
And just left her kids in the car?
So the police said that the twins' mom, 42 22-year-old mother, we're not going to say her piece of shit name, was booked into jail on 2 counts of child neglect causing great bodily harm. The investigators said that the mother had been plotting to kill the two children herself for at least 2 months due to her current financial status and multiple debts that she owed.
What?
So
where's the thinking that's going to get you out of debt?
You can put your kids up for adoption at any time.
I thought you were going to say sale.
Right.
Get yourself out of debt.
No, I'm not. That's
right. The kids didn't evil. Do anything.
Right.
Like,
but
you
I don't,
can, yeah.
I don't understand her thinking, like, if I kill my kids, then my debt goes away.
Yeah.
So on February 2nd, they find the mom's 3-year-old fraternal twins unresponsive inside a car on the northbound lanes of I-95. The arrest report says that the children were foaming from the mouth and nose. They were taken to a hospital where they later died.
So it doesn't say that she like drugged them or she left them in a hospital.
So she never admitted it. She never admits that she gave them anything. She is feigning stupidity. So essentially what happens is she's driving around all day long trying to find somewhere high enough that she can jump from. She ends up finding this overpass. She pulls over to the side of the road. Another car stops to help her, thinking that she needed help. She's yelling, saying that her kids are unresponsive in the car. So the person that stopped to help calls 911, starts doing CPR on her son, and the police arrive. They say they see the mother jump off the ramp into the tri-rail tracks below in what they believe was a suicide attempt. They find the two kids. They rush them to the hospital where they die. They get medical help. Mother, who's transported and obviously survives because she's an idiot. It says the defendant admitted to contemplating jumping off the bridge with both victims or throwing them off one by one and then jumping to end their lives.
Damn, how old are these kids?
Three.
That is so
evil.
3 years
old.
And she thinks she has a lot of debt now. Just wait till you get to hell.
Oh,
have fun paying that.
Damn, yep. Take it to hell.
The Jesus debt.
The Jesus debt.
That bill's going to come due. Yep. It's a big
bill. That is a big bill.
I like to picture hell like in the Little Nicky Adam Sandler movie. The devil shoves a pineapple up Hitler's ass. Can't choose a small pineapple, buddy.
Kyle, I haven't seen that in ages.
The devil's going to make you get a big old pineapple.
Big old pineapple.
Yeah,
that's pretty sadistic. I can't believe. You know, we deal with shit like this all the time as cops. You know, we see heinous shit with these fucking terrible people with kids. And the kids' things are the toughest things to deal with.
So Florida, didn't they have the law like if you abuse a kid, death penalty, right? So this bitch should be getting fried.
Hopefully.
Extra crispy.
Yeah. Hopefully.
So did they say how the kids died, what it was from? They didn't say?
It doesn't say in the report.
I think what Florida
should
do is equal death. Oh, you baked them? Get a big ass oven in here, bitch.
Yeah, well, right? If they're foaming at the mouth, does she like poison them?
Oh, I'm sure
that's a pretty painful way to go. So
I'm sure the medical examiner will figure out what it was.
Yeah,
what did that dude call it in the new Fresh Meat for the Grinder?
The medical evaluator.
Medical evaluator will evaluate the bodies and find out what happened.
Yeah, if she poisoned them, make that bitch drink some Drano.
I am 100% in support of that.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Like, if it's, especially with children, whatever
you
did
to kill
that.
If you would do that to your own kids,
yep.
Better get
whatever
ready,
you
bitch.
Did to kill that kid, like, you get the same thing done to
so
you.
So even
you
if
die.
She gave him, like, some sort of drug, depressant, whatever, opioid, whatever, like, and they didn't suffer a whole lot, well, we're going to make you drink some Drano.
Yeah.
That shit is caustic.
You're gonna dissolve from the inside out.
Yeah.
She can just suffer.
Let that, because that dissolves organic material, which inside your body, that's what you are.
It's hard, man. That's a really tough. That's a really tough thing to deal with.
Yeah,
that's a really tough thing to read about, let alone experience.
Yeah,
dude, imagine being the investigator on that.
Nah, being the one that has to.
Fuck
that. You said Miami-Dade area. I'm sure those dudes see a lot of shit.
Oh,
sure
absolutely. It's Florida
but even then,
to begin with.
That doesn't help.
Right.
You're seeing that shit, dude.
That's like, just more trauma stacking
more
up.
More trauma, bro. Like, that's hard to deal with. That's just, it's hard to wrap your brain around. And for the regular public, I mean, we got regular people listening to this shit. I mean, it's hard for you guys to listen to this. It's hard to hear about that stuff, but it's real out there, you know. We had a conversation. It's with people we know, Coach and his son, who's just turned 18. And in their faith, his son just got baptized, you know, and so he's doing the Jesus thing. He really wants to follow God. So anyway, we had this talk. We're having this chat, and his son is having a tough time with coming to terms with, like, the death penalty. He's like, why is it that we can decide if somebody's going to die? Why are we the judges, the juries, and the executioners on this person's life? You know, God is the ultimate person who's going to judge us. And that's understandable, you know, in the eternal perspective, my own thoughts and beliefs. But here on this world, there's also consequences for actions, right? And so we got into this discussion for, you know, it was a good discussion. He was not, by no means was he argumentative. He was just trying to understand, explaining my thought
just
process.
Just trying to fill out his own beliefs and what he thinks.
I was explaining my thought process.
Which is honestly, side note, at 18, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
You know,
I like it.
On the right track, because most 18-year-olds, their heads filled with cotton candy and spider webs.
Figure out what you really believe.
But now he's thinking about some deep stuff.
Deep stuff,
so good
right?
for him.
So you're trying to understand why it would be okay to do something like this. So we got into this chat and we're talking about it. And I was like, listen, when people do things here, it's this heinous crimes. They need to pay for it. But also it's to make sure that society in itself is safe from this individual in the future. How many times do we see this where a pedophile? You guys were talking about something before we started the recording of the podcast of an incident where we had somebody who was trying to abduct a little kid, right? This little kid's going to get abducted by this individual. And there's backstory to this. And if you guys want to share this on the podcast, we can. But, you know, the cops didn't do a very good job with regards to making a report on this individual who's a possible suspect and a possible attempted kidnapping. But later on, the dude who was the suspect in this gets apprehended by a nearby agency.
Yep.
Abducting another child.
For kidnapping, abduction of a child. He gets caught for it. Thank goodness he gets caught. But what was this guy's history? What was it? What had he done in the past? He's on the sex offender registry, right? For aggravated sexual stuff beforehand?
Lewdness, something. Yeah, but I mean, he's on the registry.
So he's on the registry for sexual stuff. Tell me why this guy isn't either A, locked away forever and ever, or B, fucking straight killed. Because what is he going to do? He's going to victimize somebody else.
He's shown that already.
Yes.
He's already a convicted sex offender. He's on the sex offender registry, and he's still engaging in same felonious acts.
So even if you look at like the science behind it, the recidivism rate for these types of people is super high. Ones who, and it's it's not a huge number, but even the ones who don't reoffend, the like thoughts and desires
are always there.
They you even can't say cure them of that.
You never cured of the shit. So when it comes
Speaking
down
of
to
recidivism, when I worked for adult probation and parole, I worked with the sex offenders and mentally ill offenders. For the sex offenders, our recidivism rate, if I remember correctly, was 93%.
Yeah.
That's insane.
That's fucking retarded. 9 out of 10 are going to reoffend.
It's insane.
Sounds right.
Plus, more than
and even that one may not reoffend, but he's always going to have
that urge is always going to be there. Sure.
And maybe they don't reoffend because they don't get fucking caught, but the likelihood they probably do anyway.
Yeah. In some form. Yeah, absolutely.
And so I brought this up and we talked about this and I said, that's why, in instances like this and, even in premeditated murders and stuff like that, those people are such a plight on humanity and society that you have to do something to make sure that they never do it again. And the best way to do that is to flip and end it.
It'd be interesting to have a conversation with somebody who has that point of view, because somebody who takes an innocent life and they're like, well, I don't want to kill them. They can do. So they've determined this, the perpetrator has said, my life is more important than yours. I'm taking your life. So as a society, how can we say we agree with that? If you've taken somebody's life, then where's the logic that we get to let you live? And like you said, what message does that send to the rest of the people who have these thoughts or ideas or want to do this? Like, if you commit heinous crimes, you'll still live, and then you get to go somewhere and you get free meals on the taxpayer dime. You get to live out your life.
Yeah, the best medical care.
Yeah, that's what it comes down to. It's like, why are we housing these individuals? And even then, a lot of these people who do, sexual crimes, eventually they get out again.
Yeah.
They don't get put away forever, bro. They don't take a lot. It's heinous.
So we
talked about that. And so in a case like this, it's like that person should be freaking just done.
In
just
this instance, you had this conversation. This individual thought, well, I'm not Jesus, God, Yahweh, Allah, Buddha, whatever people believe. I'm not that ultimate judge.
Yeah.
So why do I get to decide? And I would have said, I'm not judging them. I'm just arranging the meeting.
Yeah.
Well, I did say
I'm the secretary.
Kill them all and God sort them out. That's what I said. So it's kind of what it comes down to.
If this individual wants to do some heinous stuff, that's fine. I'm not going to be their eternal judge for whatever you believe in, but I'll arrange that meeting for
but
you.
But you forfeited your time on this in this world.
Yeah.
If you don't believe in an afterlife, so be it.
Especially, like you said,
but you forfeited your time here. Mm-hmm.
When it comes to the story, she killed her own kids, which I think that's a whole nother level. These kids have grown inside of you.
Well, and she's admitted that it's premeditated.
Yeah,
she's been planning it for weeks.
Yeah.
And so you've ended two innocent lives, kids who didn't even get to experience the joys of life, anything.
Yeah.
And the one person on this earth who's supposed to eternally forever care about them doesn't.
Protect them.
So why should this person be allowed to live?
Yeah, when you have an individual, your charge in life is your children. That's your number one charge.
When you have kids,
you have an individual who's going to kill that just shows you this person, they are broken. Yeah. They have no redeeming quality. It's like, you're done. You're done, right? It'd save everybody a lot of freaking time and hassle. Just, you're done. So that's my thoughts on this story. So it's a sad story, but it's reaffirming my belief.
Yeah. And kill them all.
Kill them.
Kill them all.
Kill them, dude. Kill them.
Just kill them.
The end.
Let's pick these vibes
redaction.
Back up.
Redaction.
Let's pick these vibes back up.
You're redacted.
Joss wants to pick the vibes back up.
Pick up the vibes.
Joss is ready to move on.
Joss is like, I don't want to talk about dead babies.
Side note, Jocelyn, I didn't know you became part of the nursing industry.
Okay. It's always been a dream of mine.
What's that?
She's nursing that beverage.
She's nursing that beverage. Oh,
look at this guy.
You both.
I'm a nurse.
Like mine's.
Take the nipple off.
Leave it on, though.
Put a nipple on and I'll probably finish it faster.
Oh. All right. Hitty. Let's go to Chicago. Let's go to Chi-Town. Where?
Good pizza, terrible politics.
3 days after acquittal on bank robbery charges, man accused of robbing another Chicago bank.
That's weird.
This one's awesome.
Wow, is this what we were talking about already, kind of?
Yeah. This one is awesome.
What?
It's not going to let me read it.
You don't have to,
you have to
pay.
Make you pay.
Oh, it's behind a paywall.
Okay, I got it back. Oh. 2 years ago, what am I going to call him? 2 years ago, the bank robber allegedly walked into, oh, you son of a, I don't want to pay you $3.
Paywalls.
You're going to let him read like one more sentence and then one more sentence.
Oh, I'm just going to screenshot it while I can. So 2 years ago, bank robber allegedly walks into a bank, hands over a note that says, give me the money, please, thank you, and walks out with the cash. He's arrested later that day and charged with bank robbery. And a short time later, after the jury trial, a federal jury acquitted him of bank robbery, apparently agreeing with his defense that whatever he did, it wasn't threatening enough to meet the legal standards for bank robbery. So
threatening
he was
enough.
Just super polite.
Right, because
about
the, yeah,
it,
so there was no threat. There was no mention of a weapon. There was no mention of anything. So part of the.
So did he just walk in and be like, hey, can you just give me the money?
Yeah, he just gave him he gave him a note that says, give me the money, please. Thank you.
Thank you.
That's all that it said. They gave over like $600 in cash. Dude walks out.
So because he said the magic word, they're just going to let him go.
That's what a federal jury said.
Makes sense.
I mean, where's the threat implied?
Yeah.
Did he take the money by force or fear?
No.
No. They just gave him money.
Yeah.
It's like a free, here you go, banker error.
Banker error. Was this Monopoly?
Yeah.
Like as an officer, we go off how the victim felt, right? Like, sure. Did you feel like this was forceful or you were in fear? I was like, well, yeah, he handed me this note and he looked menacing, whatever. But then that's not what a jury goes off of. They go off of, you know, whatever.
But anytime Fitz went in to get into withdrawal, they'd probably try to convict him of robbery because he looks fucking very menacing.
That's
very
why I don't threatening. Go in anymore. I do the drive-thru.
Yes, that you do.
I use the ATM machine, so there's no confusion.
Do you have one of those hoodies that has like a white face painted on the side of the hoodie?
Like in Key and Peele?
Like in Key and Peele. Yeah. Like, oh, happy. There's an extra 50, white guy.
If those were a thing, I would buy one. I would buy one. I think that would be cool as shit.
They probably have those.
So
this is going to get one.
So that's the first one that happens. 3 days after being released from jail, he walks into another bank and hands him another note that says, please give me the money, I'll pay it back soon. Walks out this time with $2,000, gets arrested down the street, $200 is missing from it, and he's got all the stuff that he used for it, green surgical mask, gloves, all that stuff, still has the note on him. And so they arrest him, they charge him with a different charge. It doesn't say in the article what the different charges, but it doesn't have the intimidation into it. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And so he gets, I think he got convicted and got sentenced to like 5 years or something like that.
Really?
So, yeah.
They learned their lesson.
Yeah.
Yes. Don't charge him with robbery. Charge him with something else.
Well, and that's what the defense attorney was saying. They interviewed him after the acquittal, and he says the charge that they went with, it doesn't meet the elements because there was no intimidation or fear. And I think the defense attorney even went so far as like, if they had charged him with this, it would have been different. So second time around, I think they charged him with.
Yeah. Let's take his advice and charge him with something else.
Yeah.
The defense attorney was like, holy shit,
bitch. Well, I think the defense attorney, I don't know. I don't think the defense attorney cared either way.
But they usually don't.
It's their job, right? You've got to defend your client. And by the letter of the law, it didn't meet that statute. Yeah. So he went with it and it freaking worked first time.
True. That's crazy.
I read that and I was laughing my ass off.
Can't fault the guy. I've always wondered about that. You walk in like, hey, can you please give me the money?
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, and you're like, thank you. Have a nice day.
Thanks for the money.
Yeah.
I'd throw in a have a nice day at the end.
Have a nice day.
But then you would need a getaway car. They don't let them catch you down the street with all of this stuff.
Right.
Well, but even even if you walk outside and you get in your car and leave and they come find you later, be like, oh no, I just asked them for money. They gave it to me.
Yeah. That's like a bum.
But yeah.
You're just a panhandler on the side of the street.
Instead, George Bums with bank robbery now.
Yeah.
He walks in the bank. He's like, hey, I'm a bum. Give me some money. I'm like, well, here's a couple bucks.
Yeah.
All the teller had to do would be like, no, I'm good.
Nah, buddy.
No, bye. Thanks.
Well, there was a.
They never intimated a weapon.
I can't remember what state it was in, but there was a bank robber that got assaulted. Well, not assaulted, but got beat up by one of the bank tellers, and the bank fired the bank teller.
Yeah.
Because he didn't follow the policy of. Yeah. Their policy is you just give it. Just yeah, give the money.
Just give the money.
They have that in convenience stores,
yeah.
Gas stations. The clerks ain't supposed to intervene. And if they do, they'll get their.
They'll yeah. get fired.
Has somebody told. That
I don't think he understands. I don't think he understands.
I don't think he cares.
I don't think he cares.
Doesn't give a shit.
Where's he working now?
Not there anymore. No, he got fired.
Player. Dude, he owns fired. That store.
No, I'm pretty sure 7-Eleven took that from him and gave it to somebody else.
So it's funny because I park there in my hotspot all the time and I see his ass.
He's still there? The one that's yes. always attacking
Dude,
people?
I'm sure he owns it because his wife works there. He comes in.
Holy
I see him going
shit.
There, get behind the counter, do some stuff.
I had a case and I saw the video. Showed me the fucking video. This lady comes up with hot water, not coffee, hot water, and just asks him, how much is it, you know, for just hot water? And said something back, and you can see her do this, like, what? She's like moving her ear closer.
He's super hard to understand.
He does not speak English.
Yeah. And so you can see her like moving her ear closer. I'm like, what did you say? He reaches underneath, grabs a cane, fucking smacks her hand, grabs the cup of hot water, and throws it at her.
Damn.
We arrested him and charged him for ag assault.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. what the? And he was all pissed. We had to call like corporate management, have somebody, because he was the only one there working that night.
Right.
So we had, you know, we told him, hey, like, we're arresting your dude. Somebody better come close the shit up. Like, we're not letting him close up shop. We're not doing anything. Like, you better have, they had somebody there.
Did he say why he did that?
Yeah, so, it's so hard to understand that, dude.
And he deals with like hundreds of shitheads
yeah.
a day.
Yeah,
people stealing, people talking back. So he's just
but
like
a
he
lady
just
has wanting zero to buy tolerance. Hot
doesn't
water,
care. He's like, he'll cane her. She got straight caned.
She yeah,
got caned.
Yeah.
She got straight.
Yeah,
caned.
He straight up just smacks her hand, throws the water at her. I'm like, what? Yeah. I was a part of that case, but I've heard from firsthand. From other officers that, oh yeah, I've arrested him on ag assault. Like, what?
Yeah, there was a gal who worked up with the one. She worked up there. She was a younger gal. Been there just a little while, and we'd go in, you know, in the graveyard shift, grab a drink, hang out for a second, leave. And we'd chat with her, and she'd tell us about these, you know, the beer runs people would come to, because dumbass 7-Eleven and the other gas station in the area.
Dumbass.
No, dumbass 7-Elevens and Mavericks in the area will just put their beer right next to the door.
Right next to the door.
Right next to the
door. And they'll stack that shit up.
Stack it deep.
And so,
so they just walk in, grab that case of beer, and walk out. Well, this happens to her. It happened to her a couple times, and I don't know if she's got upset with it. You know, she's probably feeling personally slighted that they're stealing beer from her store that she's operating.
Mm-hmm.
And she tries to intervene, interdict, and stop them. And she got fucked up a little bit and got an arm broken. Medics come out. The next day, dude, she was fired. They fired her ass because she tried to intervene. 7-Eleven fired
to me.
Her. Fired.
And then you've got California, who won't prosecute for less than $1,000 of merchandise.
Yeah, yep.
That's dude, insane to me.
If I lived in California, Christmas shopping be free.
Did you see? Yeah, speaking of, did you see In-N-Out? They left.
Left California.
Because they're in Oakland. They straight left because
no.
there's so much crime down there.
Yeah,
In-N-Out Burger started there in California.
Well, I know that.
Because there's so much crime. I love that place.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
They're quick and they're like a burger
good.
Fry and a drink is like $8, $9.
Yeah, we can go feed the whole family for like $40.
Yeah, we had a Shake Shack open up.
Yep.
And it was just,
it's,
I don't know.
It's like a la carte. You can order, there's no combos.
No.
You can order a burger
uh-huh.
and then add fries and then a drink and it's all.
Is different. It expensive?
It was way more than In-N-Out.
So that's what Joss was going to say.
Yeah. Well, I can't remember how much it was.
So
is it
comparable
to In-N-Out?
We ordered each one of us
it's
a burger.
Good, but In-N-Out's better.
We ordered each one of us a burger. So there's five burgers. We got one fry and one drink and it was like $60. I can get everybody a burger, multiple burgers for
you
me.
You get two, yeah.
I can get a couple fries and everybody a fucking drink it In-N-Out for like $40.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love In-N-Out Burger.
If you went to Shake Shack and got like a burger, fries, and a shake, it'd probably cost you $15 to $20.
What? $20. Yeah, $15 to $20.
That better be a gourmet ass burger. Like, I'll tell you
it's
what.
Really, it's okay.
It's comparable to.
Like, it's better than, it's better than McDonald's.
Yeah,
it's better than
McDonald's.
Burger King and Wendy's.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, let's be honest. Everything's better than those
right,
guys.
But no, if
you eat there for the convenience.
Yes.
If I had to choose between In-N-Out and Shake Shack,
oh,
I'd go In-N-Out
all
the time.
Every time.
Let's get into the this walnut story.
Yeah.
Yes.
Do the walnut story. So Joss also has a story. You want to do Joss' story then finish the walnut story?
No, we can do my story next time.
Are you sure?
Okay, sure. Yeah, sure. Will we remember it? You got it saved?
Yeah.
It's a funny story. It's another Florida story.
Yeah, we're good.
We can save it. We can save it because Jeremy doesn't have much time.
So for those of you that have not heard recently of this freaking acorn story, this is out of Okaloosa County, Florida. So we're back to Jake's Floridians.
Florida.
So did you guys know this happened actually back in November?
No.
This
no,
wasn't.
I did not know that.
I just recently saw
I
this.
Thought that that happened this
I
week.
I thought it happened yeah. recently.
No, I shit you not, this happened November 12th of last year.
Dude, have you seen all the crazy shit going on in Florida? Have you seen the crazy shit going on in Florida?
Miami.
Like just everywhere in Florida. The like crazy
aliens
sightings.
And shit?
Yes, dude. Weird
what?
Noises.
Really? Yeah, the aliens are running wild.
Portals
in
the freaking sky. Unseen phenomena. Like these phenomena they're having in the sky. They can't talk. Yes, dude. Crazy shit. Reports of aliens. Yeah, dude. All sorts of crazy shit.
Which,
in Florida. It's going on.
Let's be honest. Shit. If you're an advanced civilization species from outside this earth,
yeah,
and you have the ability to travel light years to get to us,
yeah.
and then not really be detected by any of whatever we have,
yeah.
the last place you want to go is fucking Florida.
Why is that?
So I would go to New York,
yeah.
Chicago, and LA, because I could drop right down in fucking San Francisco and go buck wild. No one's going to do shit.
No one's going to do shit. You're right.
Dude, you go
Maybe
to Florida,
they don't know that.
Some swamp motherfucker's going to make you his girlfriend.
That's true.
You're thinking
you're going to be somebody's rug
yeah,
by the end of the day.
Aliens, the aliens aren't going to be doing the probing.
No,
the swamp
exactly.
people will.
Exactly. Yeah. You're going to get fucked in the ass in Florida.
Yeah. And they're going to have subtitles underneath so people can read and understand what they're saying.
Dude, aliens probably don't even have assholes. Florida will make you an asshole.
They'll find yours.
They'll find it.
Yeah, they'll find it.
They'll make
it. If it's not there, they'll make it.
Some rednecks, dude, yes. they're going to engineer that shit.
Yes, easily.
And then they're going to put a wig on you and you're dancing. To Lady in Red.
Yes.
Well, some dude liquored
Lady
up.
Lady in Red.
He's got alligator stew cooking. Three
this
teeth.
This is a sing-along episode.
His fucking dip in his Marlboro.
Yeah.
You're gone.
My parents used to watch Swamp People, and they loved it so much because when they spoke, they couldn't understand what they were saying. So they're reading the subtitles that are on, you know, that History yeah. Channel or whatever
yeah.
has on.
Yeah.
And my mom is always, this is the only show where they speak English, but you have to read the subtitles. She's like, I love these people.
Is it English, though?
Some Creole
it's,
shit.
Yeah, it's some dialect.
Cajun yeah. Creole mix.
Oh, they used to love that shit.
So anyways, we're in Florida.
Yeah, Okaloosa, Florida. An Okaloosa County Sheriff's deputy has resigned after an officer-involved shooting last year, according to the officials from the department.
Oh, I
guess. So essentially what happened is on November 12th, the police respond to a neighborhood, a circle, around 8:42 because they are getting multiple reports of a car driving around honking its horn and disturbing the peace since about 3 a.m. So this is going on for like 5.5 hours. Meanwhile, while they're on scene, another call comes in from a neighbor that tells the officers that her boyfriend, Marquise Jackson, had allegedly stolen her car and was now threatening her through texts and phone calls. The victim shows the deputies pictures of a firearm suppressor that's in her car that the boyfriend stole.
Just the suppressor.
Okay. But she later tells him that he has multiple guns. He shows up on scene around 9:09. So they'd been on scene for about 20-30 minutes, and they take him into custody. They search him, handcuff him, put him in the back seat of Deputy Jesse Hernandez's patrol car, which is an SUV, and they continue the investigation. The victim tells the officers that he's got a suppressor, not sure where it is, but he has more than one weapon. While the investigation continues, the deputy Hernandez goes back to his police car to do another search of Jackson to see if they missed something. He hears a pop sound that he perceives as a gunshot and thought he had been hit, starts yelling shots fired multiple times, rolls on the ground, and fires into the patrol car.
Straight Honda
rolls.
Shoots his own
Hold
car.
Hold on, it gets better. Okay. It gets better, Jeremy.
Okay.
Sergeant Beth Roberts, who's also on scene, says she witnesses Hernandez's response and also shoots towards the car as well in response to the incident. So let's paint this picture, because we've all seen the video. I think I'm the only one that's seen the video from the sergeant's car. So you have a normal ass street. The patrol car is parked on the right side of the road.
A residential street?
Neighborhood street.
So he's got the dude cuffed up.
Yep. Arrested person's in the back of his car. On the passenger side.
So why is he just parked there? Like, what's he doing?
So they're investigating that car that was driving around, and then they get another call in the area that the girls or some completely unrelated person had their car stolen by their boyfriend. So she comes out because they're already on scene in the area, and so they're dealing with that. The boyfriend comes back on scene. They arrest him, search him, put him in the back of the car. So that's the dude dude that's in the back of the car right now. So while Hernandez is walking towards the back to pull him out and search him again, because the girlfriend tells him, is telling them that he's got multiple guns. So, you know, he's going to double up. As he's walking back, his car is parked underneath a tree. Apparently an acorn falls from the tree, hits the top of the car, and it's loud enough that he thinks it's a gunshot. And he immediately, so when you're watching the video, all you see is him walking. And then all of a sudden you hear shots fired. He's yelling, "Shots fired. I've been hit." And he does a fucking combat roll. It's no shit.
Why is he saying he got hit?
Yeah, why,
I don't know. It's awesome. So he does that combat roll, comes out of it, and he's still kind of on the ground. He draws and just dumps his mag into the back of the car. Yeah,
he's laying on the
and
ground.
He's what, like 10 yards away from the car?
If that.
10 yards away, dumps the mag. You see him try to do a mag reload. So he drops the mag out and he starts crawling on the ground across the street.
I've been hit.
To try to get in between some other cars. Doesn't quite make it. Puts the second mag in, and he's laying on the ground, and he dumps a second mag into the back of the car. Crawls his way in between cars that are on the other side of the street, and he's just laying there. Just, "Oh, I think I'm okay, but I feel really," he says, "I feel really weird or really strange," or something like that. But the whole time he's yelling, "Shots fired, I've been hit," dumps two mags into this guy. This dude is so far into the black, he never does another reload. So he dumps that second mag, drops the mag out, so his gun is laying on the floor, on the ground, just empty. The slide is locked back.
As he's imagining bleeding
on the ground. Yeah, he leaves it laying on the ground for like 15 seconds.
And he feels really weird.
Yes, that's what he's saying.
Because he's imaginary bleeding out.
Yeah, and then
I'm losing blood!
He thinks he's bleeding out.
The second angle, the second video, the sergeant that you see, she is walking at like a 45 degree angle towards the front,
from the front of
his car. And so she's probably a house away, and all you see in her video is sudden yelling, the dude starts shooting, and all of a sudden she just draws and starts shooting into the back of the car. Like, this whole thing is an entire circus.
So this second officer has no idea what they're shooting.
The sergeant just starts
laying down rounds.
Yes. Just blasting.
So we don't know what we're shooting at. Let's just shoot our gun.
So what's that meme that you said? So I started blasting.
Oh yeah, the Frank.
That's from It's Always Sunny. Yeah, that's going to be her testimony. Yeah. So I started blasting. There's no reason for her to start plugging rounds.
You have no idea what you're shooting at.
Yeah.
What do you identify? You're shooting. You don't know.
Just you dumping rounds.
You have no target.
Okay, so awesome. Continue.
You want to know how many times the arrested person got hit?
Yeah.
Zero.
Two mags.
At least two
people.
Everybody's okay.
Two but people did they get dumping the acorn? Rounds.
Did they ever get the acorn?
Put it into evidence. So you said this happened back in November. What's the outcome with the officer?
So hold on. Before we move on, how do they know it was an acorn?
I never got to. They never said anything.
I want to know how
there.
They know it's an acorn.
Where does the acorn come in?
I don't know.
Yeah, how do they know it's an acorn?
Maybe some tall ass officer saw it on the top of the car.
Oh my gosh.
So I would laugh if there's some like little neighborhood kid with a
fucking slingshot. Dennis the Menace motherfucker just shooting the acorns in the car.
And the officer tags him like in the side.
Hey,
the
hold on. Okay, hold on. This is even better. So Britt just handed me this. I don't know. This is from...
This did,
oh, shit. This Justin.
This is the Washington Post. This was posted on Valentine's Day. The Okaloosa County Sheriff's Office investigation released Friday found former deputy Jesse Hernandez used excessive force.
On an acorn.
But he and a sergeant who shot at unarmed suspect Marquise Jackson were cleared of any criminal wrongdoing.
Good to go.
Bro, this is your state, Jake. You can literally show up and do whatever the fuck you want.
Is that Florida?
That's Florida. Okaloosa County, bro.
What is it? What county?
Okaloosa County.
After he recovered from his imaginary injuries.
If he resigned.
Did he throw a tourniquet on it?
Throw a tourniquet at himself? Over his neck? I feel weird.
He's right
I learned this from the Ukrainian army. I can do a tourniquet on my neck. It's a real thing. Holy shit. Who's the Notre Dame linebacker that had an imaginary girlfriend?
Manti Te'o.
Him and Manti Te'o are going to be best friends.
They're starting a support group.
He's like, "You got an imaginary injury on duty? I had an imaginary girlfriend kill herself." Holy shit.
It's comparable.
Oh my
god. Manti Te'o had to put that tourniquet on his heart, though, because he got his heart broken by his imaginary girlfriend.
Oh my god.
First he had it on his nutsack. And then he found out she wasn't real, so Had a tourniquet in his heart.
That dude went on to play in the league for like 8 years.
Did he?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know he played that long.
He never did anything worthwhile, but like that dude still went on to play for like 8 years in the league. Wow. So
he's got an NFL retirement.
Yeah. What is it? 3 years? Three seasons?
Three seasons.
Your first contract, you make it through your contract.
And then minimum, he's probably getting like, what, 200K? I mean, the league minimum for retirement's like 200K a year.
Yeah. Dude, that's...
But not for Deputy Hernandez.
Hernandez didn't get his retirement. He didn't get his retirement.
So did he resign to become an arborist?
What's an arborist?
Tree lover. Oh.
He plants and trims trees.
He's out there protecting trees that grow acorns. Whatever, he probably got out to be to cut down trees.
Oh, is that what he is?
He's out there getting rid of all the trees that grow acorns.
He's a fucking lumberjack now?
Yeah.
He's the opposite of the Lorax.
The thing about it is, though, he doesn't have a fucking saw. He has a gun. He's shooting the tree down.
He's out there just blasting away.
with his Glock shooting the base of the tree. He took everything from me.
Yeah, he's got a lot of PTSD to work through.
Could you imagine him cashing out all his vacation leave and just like buying the rights to that tree, and he just cuts that bitch down.
He holds a press conference for an imaginary audience. He's like, I'd like to thank everyone for coming today. There's nobody here, guy.
So Okaloosa County Sheriff Eric Aiden makes a statement with a whole bunch of other stuff. He says, we are very thankful Mr. Jackson wasn't injured, and we have no reason to think former Deputy Hernandez acted with any malice. Though his actions were ultimately not warranted, we do believe he felt his life was in immediate peril.
Him and the bank robber.
And his response was based off the totality of circumstances surrounding this fear.
Holy shit.
Just as we have an obligation to protect our officers so they can go home safely to their families, law enforcement has the same obligation to any citizen being investigated for a crime.
Oh my gosh.
So obviously he resigned in disgrace. Like,
yeah.
He couldn't stand going into the department. No. Everyone, did you know how many acorns would be in that dude's locker?
Bro.
Dude.
If he was on our squad, that would be a shitty rest of the term for him.
He would hate it.
Holy cow.
Are you kidding me?
Everything would be acorn related.
Dude, we would go to his house and plant trees in the middle of the night.
Oh, yeah.
Just secretly water them.
Yeah. Just plant a freaking acorn tree.
Yes.
Right in the front yard.
What kind of trees grow acorns?
Acorn trees.
I feel like you guys are just making that shit up.
Fucking acorn trees, bro.
No, I'm not even going to Google
trees. Google that shit, bro. It's acorn trees.
Producer, Google what trees.
It's acorn tree.
Yeah. Acorn tree, you fucks.
What was it?
Oak tree.
Yeah, acorn tree.
Yeah, I was right. Acorn tree.
The name is the same thing.
They spell it differently. They spell it O-A-K, but it's pronounced
It's acorn. A tree that produces acorns, which is an acorn tree. He should have got that defense attorney from the Chicago Rockets.
From Chicago.
But he didn't need it.
He
didn't even get charged.
Yeah, I'm assuming he purely resigned in disgrace because
get that defense attorney from Chicago.
And the guy's like,
look, you should resign.
The guy's like, look,
you need to resign, bro.
Stupid.
I'll keep you from getting charges, but you got to resign.
Can you imagine, like, so
you have to leave the state.
Yeah,
that's what I'm so listen.
Can you be a cop anywhere else?
No.
So
no, nope.
I've been around. You've been around. The guys, officer involved, critical incidents, officer involved, shooting.
Yeah.
Right? So right after, you know, after everything's kind of calmed down, they bring you back to the station, let you call your significant other.
Yeah.
Even if you don't have one, family, whatever.
Yeah.
Say, hey, let them know you're doing okay. We'll send somebody. I've had to go pick up significant others, bring it back to the station. Right? Can you imagine? They're like, hey, let's bring it in. Let's get to the station. Call somebody.
Calls his girlfriend or something.
Hey, listen, I got into a shooting, but I'm okay. She's like, oh my God, what happened?
Are you okay? Are you okay?
She's so concerned.
I was feeling a little woozy.
He's like, I felt weird, but
I'm okay now.
She's like, oh my God, were you hit? And he's like, well, I was feeling weird. She's like, what happened? And there's that long pause. Acorns.
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 Happen. Acorns.
And then the retirement company? She doesn't ask. She knows.
She knows.
She's like, oh, acorns? Are you sure you're okay?
She feels that dread coming in because she knows. Fucking acorns. Acorns.
I know they're your enemy and you've hated them since childhood,
she's
honey.
Like, babe, we've got to get out. This is too serious.
This is way too serious.
Acorns are everywhere.
We've got to do something.
Heck yeah. That'd be hilarious.
The acorns.
Acorns.
All right. That acorn story. Something else.
That's awesome.
Something else.
Seriously?
Yeah, we'll have to post the video. Yeah.
How do you recover from that?
You can't.
Like ever.
Does that guy ever do law enforcement again?
No.
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 You can't.
Not in this country.
Not in this country.
The only thing that will save him is to go be a firefighter. That's the only thing. And when his buddies hear that he's a firefighter now, they're like, oh, that makes sense.
That makes sense.
Dude, yeah. I don't think firefighters would take him. They'd be like, nah, bro.
Nah, bro.
You think acorns
would squirt that hose at that freaking acorn?
He's like, we got cats and trees all day long. Can't handle acorns.
No, can't handle acorns.
This is not the job for you, my guy.
Exactly. Those trees are off limits.
Yeah.
The trees have a restraining order.
Judge grants some protection.
Hey. They're like, there's trees in the ways. Oh, we can't take Jesse with us. Jesse, you got to stay at the station,
you
bro.
Can't come within 500 feet of this tree.
Dude, in Florida, he's not going anywhere.
No, it's just that one tree. It's just that one tree.
Oh, just that one tree.
Well, about trees in general, too, probably.
Just that one tree.
Just that one tree.
Can't call it, can't text it, can't email it.
Gotcha.
If I was him, I would legitimately try to buy the rights to that tree.
Buy the rights? How do you buy the rights to a tree?
I don't know. I'm assuming it's public property.
It said it was a residential street.
Yeah, but it's like in the middle.
Yeah,
it's like a positive median grassy area in the middle,
like an island.
Go dig it up, and
the neighbors wake up one day and the tree's just gone. They're like, oh, Jesse came back.
That's an effort. To move trees is a bitch.
Knowing that, dude, he'd probably try to put it in his Ford Pinto. Strap it to the hood.
just drag it behind him.
We're getting
down
out of
the street.
Oh my god,
f this tree.
It is Florida, so maybe
that whole story is just
wild. It's wild. How does that happen?
And then all the memes that came out, you know, I've been marked safe from falling acorns. I'm like, oh my goodness.
So it's funny because you see these trends, and maybe it's because we follow these types of pages or we're paying attention, we're cops, whatnot. But for the longest time, it was the train chick who was banging everybody at her.
Oh, yeah, yeah, right? Yeah.
And it was like, oh, yeah. You know, getting the train ran on and all this other stuff. And then now, you know, it kind of lulled and you didn't see much with like a specific incident.
Right.
But now the acorn thing is kind of taking that mantle.
Mm-hmm.
And it is now the meme that's running wild. So,
which is interesting because it happened, what is that, 4 months ago?
Yeah, but when was it released to the public, really? That's what it thinks.
I'm assuming obviously if it's recently. Similar, it's going to be a couple weeks.
Similar to what?
To our state?
No.
Where
it's
an officer involved critical incident, but, though.
Yeah, ours is different than a lot of others, too. I don't know if Florida runs it.
Sometimes it takes things a while to go national. Like, you guys have had things happen in your city that went national and blew up like 6 months later.
Also, we've had stuff that happened that same day and it went national. Like, yeah. Val, he went international.
Oh, yeah.
Within like a day or two.
Oh, yeah.
Justin Bieber's. Justin
yeah, Bieber. I know who that is.
You know Justin Bieber?
The Justice.
Yeah.
Crime fighting Bieber.
The Justice freaking Bieber. Dude that left his monkey in Germany.
You didn't hear about that?
Oh, yeah. No. I think I heard about that.
He was like,
I didn't hear about it. What?
He was like torqued up, partying, and went in Germany. Like, you can't bring a monkey. And he's like, yeah, fuck it.
He tried to take a monkey on an airplane.
A pet monkey. His own pet monkey.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
he's had.
Yeah. Did he get for on like the airplane? Years. Did he get on the airplane?
He did. The monkey didn't.
Oh.
He left the monkey in Germany.
So he flew into Germany.
How did he get the monkey to Germany?
He flew in on a private jet.
Private jet.
And he didn't fly out on a private jet.
And so they got there and customs is like, yeah, you can't bring just some random monkey into Germany. It's like, one, it's brown. We don't accept brown
They're
things.
Like, do we need to take you back to 1938, bro?
And so, but you know, he brought on his private jet. He was flying around doing tours to do whatever, fighting crime. And then he flew into Germany with this monkey. And this, when you get on, even on a private jet, when you get out, you still have to go through customs. And
yeah.
He comes out with his little friend and they're like, the fuck are you doing?
Did he not just say it's like his emotional support animal or something?
You think they give a shit about that in Germany?
Germany's pretty liberal like that.
Oh. How do you go from okay, never mind. The pendulum swings.
Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah, big time. No. It's swang, bro.
So I don't. Maybe he wasn't savvy enough to be like, I can't perform without it.
Is he Asian?
That's Justin Bieber.
I can't perform without. He has a British accent in Germany.
not like this Canadian accent. No. That is.
He's like, what's this about, eh? He come down the laneway, eh?
So he left this freaking monkey in Germany.
Yeah.
And then came home without it. And so
Germany's
like,
yeah, you can't do this. And so
but wasn't the problem that he couldn't bring it?
So he landed. But then
he left it?
Like the plane, landed in Germany. He wasn't just like hovering.
Right.
And but so, how'd they let him on the plane in America?
He has a private jet. It wasn't like, he was not like on American Airlines.
International flight law.
Right, but different. I like how they're like, can't have that here, but then what ends up happening is he leaves it there.
Yeah.
He doesn't just bring it and go home.
No,
like,
that's,
he just
and that's
it.
The point we're making. He's like, screw it.
Now the monkey's in Germany?
Yeah.
No, he got the monkey back.
How?
I don't know.
FedEx?
If you ever watched the
UPS.
The Comedy Central's roast of Justin Bieber.
I've never seen it.
Oh, it's pretty good. They roast the shit out of him. At the end, he gets his monkey back.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
At the end of the roast?
Yeah. So I'm assuming he has had the monkey back for a little while.
No, it was elected chancellor of Germany. Germany, and then it got deposed because it was making some bad decisions.
They're like, look, you're actually not bad.
You're done.
Like, sorry.
Probably not any worse than what we have over there right now.
Like, you want to make Justin Bieber an honorary citizen? That's not happening.
It's all right. Is that all of our stories?
I mean, I got a bunch more, but we can save them for...
Do some street stories. Stories from the streets.
There's kind of this trend that I've seen. So when we got hired on years ago, let's say you had an academy class of like 20 people.
Okay.
Right?
So what mine was, exactly.
Yeah. So you'd have maybe one person maybe wash out in the academy.
Yeah.
But maybe not. It wasn't uncommon that all 20 made it. And then you'd maybe have one, maybe two wash out in FTO.
Yeah.
And so let's say you had lost two.
Yeah, your attrition rate was like 10% or less.
This is back when you guys were going through.
Yeah. Early 2000s.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so it was like most people made it through. And then you know, maybe one or two in FTO. So out of a class of 20, you end up with 19, 18 of them.
Yeah.
And so even then of that 18, you had a couple who were like, oh, these guys are kind of dinks. Like they're going to be dinks.
Yeah.
Just weirdo dinks.
Yeah.
And then you had a couple who were like, yeah, they're going to promote, maybe not do much, just kind of, you know, side that management track and go there. But then you usually had maybe like 8 to 10, 12 that would be like pretty solid.
Yeah.
Like, oh, these are the dudes I'm working
with. Good cops.
Yeah. Good cops, right?
You know what they're doing? You can trust them as a bad.
Absolutely.
Like, sure, sure, sure.
It's completely opposite.
Now?
Now. You have a class of 20. You lose 5 in the academy.
Yeah.
You lose 5 in FTO. Yeah.
Typically 10 out of 20. Like, recently, we talked to Brandy about this, actually. Mm-hmm. We'd have a class of 20 and 10 made it to the fucking streets on their own.
Yeah. So out of 20 now, you have 10 that make it to the streets.
Yeah, 10.
And then, okay, so you get 10 that make it.
Yeah. So your attrition rate is 50%.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
So by the time they're on the streets, you got 50%.
Yeah.
Out of that 10, 8 or 9 are going to be dinks. And you have that one who's like,
yeah,
this
you might
is
have
gonna,
a couple. You might
one
have
or two.
You might have a couple.
One or two that are going to be like, okay, these are solid.
Yeah.
They're going to be okay. Dudes. And so.
But then you have shitty supervisors that chase those dudes away. Like your country boy is a prime example.
Oh, yeah. Going away?
He's gone. Going to the feds. He's gone already.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
He left?
Yep.
Like, you have this hard-charging dude who
when
knows what
go?
He's doing. Like, a week or two ago.
Oh, no shit. Did he put out a thing on him? An email? That sucks.
He went to the federalies.
So, he told me he was going to.
Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah, they chased him away.
Yeah. So now we're down, you know, he was solid dude.
Solid dude.
And now he's gone. So, you know, greener pastures for him.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
But kind of like Fitz was talking about, bare minimum, you're, as a patrol officer, respond to calls, document what needs to be documented.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes somebody calls complaining about, hey, my Huffy was stolen. It's like, okay, you're going to get the bare minimum info.
I'll write your report.
I'll submit it.
I'm not going to spend a hell of a lot of time trying to find your Huffy, which is a bunch, you know, amongst a billion other
needle in a haystack.
Yeah, good luck.
That's gone.
What's a Huffy?
Type of bicycle.
Bicycle.
Like Walmart special.
Huffy 10 speed.
That didn't make the SOGs didn't use those.
SOGs didn't get them.
The SOGs?
SOG.
SOG.
It was a gang.
That's the gang that she's part of.
Oh.
Remember?
What did you guys roll around in? Your Chevrolets?
Not a Chevrolets.
Not just a roaming them streets.
Not a Huffy.
Other people's cars.
Yeah, they were stealing cars. They were
freaking delinquents.
So
we did a couple hit and runs and people died, but I wasn't driving.
Oh, yeah. I wasn't driving.
But you just have, I think, this new generation.
I just don't understand. So to go on what you're talking about, just to really drive home the point that you're making, you know, we get these cops out here, and is it the pool that we pull from, is you got less? Like when I was hiring on, they had 2,000 people apply.
Yeah, mine was 1,200.
2,000 people apply for 20 spots. That's a shit ton. And then you're able to pick the candidates that you want. So you had a lot more selection. Yeah. Nowadays,
cream
the
of
selection,
the crop.
Yeah, the selection is like, you want to hire a class of 20? Well, so you got 40 guys applying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If that.
So, yeah.
So well, and that's, like, and the wow. way that, the way that our city does their terminology and numbering is so wildly inaccurate.
Oh, for sure.
The numbers that they report up. Oh, so sure. we've discussed this before in several meetings. They'll tell us, oh yeah, we had 1,300 applicants. And so I asked them one meeting, I said, how do you define an applicant? Like, is that an actual application?
Yeah. Person putting in an application.
Or what, yeah.
To
how do
test?
You, how do you, define an applicant or an application? They're like, oh, it's, you know, when you get on the website and there's the interest card and you put down your name and email address and phone number. And I'm like, that's not an application.
No.
I said, that's a fucking interest card. I said, so you had 1,300 interested people. And they're like, no, we had 1,300 applicants. I'm like, no, you didn't.
That's not the
like
same.
That's how many people well, followed us on Instagram.
Yeah, yeah. So they have 1,300
followers.
It's our followers.
They have 1,300 quote unquote applicants, right? And then they send out the invitation to show up for a PT test.
Yeah.
And
30 show
again,
up.
Talking with training, they'll send out 180 emails for one day. day, broken up in different sessions.
Yeah.
But they'll have 180 and they'll have like 30 show up.
Yeah.
So it's like, you're not really getting 1,300 applicants. No. And even those 30 that show up, not all of them pass the PT test, right? You're maybe 15%. Maybe. So one day you get 15 applicants that are actual, or 15 people that actually are able to physically pass the test.
And then move on to the next portion.
Which is the actual application. Yeah, that's when you get the application, you send it in, and then if you pass that, you go through everything else. So it's their numbers are so freaking stupid.
Yeah, of course. They fudge the numbers.
So I think
back when we went through, so like you had, what did you say, like 1,400 or something 12, like that? 12? 1,200. We had 12 in ours, but when I showed up for the PT test, there were, in just my one group, because we did groups every 20 minutes, in just my one group, I think there were like 50 of us, like legitimately 50 that were there. Mm-hmm. And there were a shit ton of people all over the place. So you're looking at a bigger pool. So you're getting the cream of the crop.
Yeah, exactly.
But nowadays, you want. So we're scraping.
Yeah, scraping it.
We've broken through the bottom of the barrel. Yeah. We're into the ground.
It's like, because, you know, and there's a lot of reasons for that. You know, there's plenty of people nowadays that could be cops, would be great cops, but do they want the scrutiny? No. Do they want to have to worry about, you know, being charged for some bullshit? No. Do they face the public backlash on Instagram, on YouTube, stuff like that? No. And you can go make a ton of money in the private sector. Mm-hmm. Right? So there's just a lot of jobs out there. So people aren't lining up to become police officers. So with that, getting back to kind of the crux of the situation we're talking about here, you're talking about, you know, people doing investigations or coming out here and being good cops. Something that I preach all of the time to my guys and just the cops on the department is the most important call is the one that you're on.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's the most important call. It doesn't matter if there's 50 calls holding for service. You don't do a shitty job on the call that you're on, so you can go handle the next call shittily.
Yeah.
And so on and so forth. The most important call is the one that you're on. Mm. And granted, you're on that call and you can decipher, yeah, this, like you said, it's a Huffy. Okay. I'll write your report. Well, this is stolen. Do you have a serial number for that bike? No. All right. Ain't going to go nowhere. If you do have it, okay, I'll add that to the list.
Yep.
And then we'll look for it possibly.
And it's always kind of left in the note like, hey, you know, if we have investigative avenues, we'll take it.
Yeah.
Right? We'll take it as far as we can go.
Yes. That's what you do. But these
people,
every call.
I mean, most people never have video footage from their porch. You know, there's not some satellite that we can pull from. And so it's like, nobody saw it. We have no footage. Like, I'm going to document this.
Exactly.
That's about all it's going
to
be. Exactly.
Now it comes to, I wanted to talk about, well, what happens when you get on a call? I said, every call is an important call that you're handling. It just matters how far you can take it. And honestly, how far you're willing to take it a lot of times. So you were talking about an instance where, you know, you've got somebody who's reporting their child was being contacted, their child, like 5-year-old kid, something like that, 7-year-old kid being contacted by somebody outside of an apartment complex, a man. And it says,
Sharon looking mother.
Yeah. Looking like this person is trying to get this child to get in his car. They're giving them little trinkets.
Candy.
And mom at first thinks it's this kid going door to door, you know, trying to do little chores for the people in the apartment complex. Money. But then the mom finds out, no, the...
That was weird. I don't know what that was.
That was weird. Static electricity, I think. You're just transferring it through.
I've been hit.
Acorns.
Fitz is feeling weird.
I'm feeling weird.
I just want to get a bunch of acorns on the table and just throw them at each other when we're doing something stupid.
Holy shit. That would be awesome. That'd be awesome for when we have the video set up.
Yeah. So you're on a call and you've got some specific information about an incident that's happened. Like the last thing you need to do, especially when it comes to like a real possible offender, you've got somebody who is possibly trying to abduct the child.
Abuse a child, abduct a child,
do something, you know, egregious like
you've
this.
You've got vagues, but you've got specifics as well.
Yeah, you've got some vagues. You don't know. You don't have like a legit license plate. You don't have like really good descriptions of anything.
Like, oh, I know for sure it's this guy, but you've got
some. But they've said some important information.
Some specific information.
Like, a specific kind of car with a color that's not that average car. It's not like a Honda Civic.
Yeah.
It's a more exclusive kind of car that's going to be out there and easy kind of to spot and track a little bit. Think about it as guys need to understand. When you're doing investigations, maybe you don't have all of the details of this investigation, but if you write it up really well, a lot of times when these pieces of shit are out there trying to commit these crimes, they're going to do it somewhere else where they might have more information or different information they can piece together with this possible call.
They go do a similar,
you can link it.
A similar type of offense a week later.
Yes.
And then someone else calls. So now you say, hey, we've got this report and we've got some specific information over here.
Yes.
They did something else. Now we've got this other report.
Yes.
We've got more specific. You can start adding it together. Like, hey, now we can start piecing together a decent investigation.
Yes. When you have that type of investigation, we have like a person trying to commit possibly a kidnapping of a child. You need to go above and beyond, make sure that you're documenting everything you possibly can down to the smallest minuscule detail. You need to document that stuff. And then you need to make sure that that report is getting routed to the proper detectives so they can do follow-up on it. Because a lot of times those detectives will have way more information than you have, yeah. and they might be able to link it to something else.
Because they might have other cases that match a similar description.
Exactly.
So this happened on one side of town. Maybe something else happened in an adjoining city or another side of town.
Yeah.
And so one detective's got two or three reports that you don't know about.
Yeah.
Now like, you can share
that kind of puts some
info.
Pieces into focus. Now I can focus on going this way with
yes.
it.
So this is more like a PSA to all cops out there.
Yeah.
You listen to this. Make sure you do a good job on your flipping calls because it's important you do it. Because how many times is it that we only have minuscule information, but we write that up as best that we can, do as good of an investigation as we possibly can, and down the road, because of your investigation that seemed like it didn't have much info, we're able to link these and find the bad guy,
yeah.
right? That's what our ultimate goal is.
To get
me as a police officer, Joss talked about it last podcast, protect and serve, right?
Our
that's
motto.
What I need to make sure. That's our
catchphrase.
That's our catchphrase.
Catchphrase.
That's our catchphrase to protect and serve.
So right? ridiculous.
It's not our motto or
the
mantra.
Only word
it's
I
our,
could
it's
think
our catchphrase.
It's our, catch
yeah, it's our mantra.
It's our catchphrase.
Catchphrase.
So with
every time
that,
you say catchphrase, I think of that dude off of what the freak is blue shirt guy? The movie with Ryan Reynolds. Free guy.
Free guy.
Free guy. And then the second one comes out and they haven't finished the whole character and he just keeps saying catchphrase.
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 That's just catchphrase.
Because he's supposed to say catchphrase.
He's supposed to have a
but
catchphrase.
He's supposed to have a catchphrase, but yeah, it hasn't been completed.
Gotcha. So with that,
so. PSA.
You just need to know. Yeah, PSA. You
try
just
not
need to
suck.
Know. Do a good job on your call. That's what it comes down to. Do a good job, especially when it comes to like legit crimes. Legit crimes. Like we said, Huffy, okay, do what you can. But when it comes to a kid or, you know, somebody who could be threatening up, you know, example, a good example too is this. We've seen it across the nation. These assholes who end up doing school shootings or something yeah. like that. How much information has been relayed to cops or the police departments
about,
and there's no action taken? Is it because they've done shitty fucking reports or because guys haven't gone through and actually done a report possibly? Maybe, right? Maybe. And, you know, heaven forbid, that's you who could have documented that information but didn't because you didn't feel like you wanted to. I don't know what the justification for not doing it would be. I don't understand that
laziness.
Is it possibly laziness,
ineptitude,
right? Ineptitude because you don't know,
because
it's
you
like,
don't
well,
know.
That's a good
you
one
know, I don't
but
know.
even then like even if you're mostly inept, if someone's trying to report something serious like a crime, you know, against some sort of like a little kid or like an elder, I mean something where there's like a true victim,
yeah.
there should be something in your mind that triggers like I should probably
do a good
do a really good job on this,
do a good job
because this is the shit that matters.
This person doesn't, you know, and think about it is too, I think people fall into the pitfall where you get reports from people that are Deaky Dow crazy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like saying, oh, the aliens came into my home and they've got cameras installed inside of all my air vents and I can't believe that. And I put
those
it,
are my
know,
favorites.
Tinfoil on my windows. And it's like, okay, this guy's a crazy person. And so maybe they fall into, oh, it's just another crazy person claims some bullshit. I just, it seems unbelievable.
But here's the thing. One of the things that I do on those is I still make a report, but it's a log report. I'll put details in the call log. So at least there's some kind of documentation of what happened.
Well, I brought it up.
It really doesn't take that long to do that.
No. We were talking about that. We were parked car to car and I got a telephonic and this dude starts talking about how people are spying on him. He went in the bathroom, start jerking off. And he's like, yeah. And I was like, oh, so you engaged in, like I said, what, like self-abuse?
Yeah.
You remember that?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
This guy's just crazy talking about cameras.
Self-abuse.
Yeah, you lost it a little bit.
Oh yeah.
I was on speed. He was like, so you were engaging in some self-abuse. And he's like, yeah, I was.
Yeah.
I was.
He's like, well, yeah, you got me.
Yes, I was,
like,
yeah, Your Honor.
You know. Okay, I get it. But even then, like, you hear crazy shit all the time. People talking about weird, crazy shit. And so you hear it enough, but you learn to wade through, like, you know, what's the crazy
and
shit?
The thing and about it is, if you don't have enough experience yet on the streets because you're a newer cop, you think that you might think they're talking some crazy shit. You don't know because you don't have enough experience. So write it up. Chalk write it the up freak up. Don't just assume that it's nothing. Write it up. Unless you can verify that it's nothing, absolutely, completely verify it's nothing. Even then, you're probably still going to write that shit mm-hmm. up. You know what I mean? So.
And what, like you said, so one that could prevent a crime from occurring in the future or identify someone who's been committing crimes yeah. and we can put a stop to their spree. But also, that's your reputation, you know, as who you are. That's your name.
Yeah.
A lot of people, I don't think that means anything to anybody anymore. But officers, where it says police on the upper side, it says my name. That's who I am, right? Like, and I care about my reputation as a person.
Yeah.
So I don't want my name to be mud. I don't want it to be tarnished.
No, yeah, exactly. I want to be known as the guy who's like going to go out there, handle business, knows what I'm doing out on the streets.
You want that rep? Is like, oh,
that rep. Yeah, this guy's good. This guy's solid.
Yeah, he's going to get shit done.
Yeah, he's solid.
Yeah, when your report slides across their desk, they're not going to be like, well, fuck, here
comes
another
again.
Dumbass
shit.
Report.
Throw this in the garbage.
Yeah.
And that shouldn't be your primary motive, is to make yourself look good to everybody. Should be to, like you said, stop the criminal, stop the crime, whatever.
Absolutely.
But a lot of these newer officers we're talking about don't understand, like, eventually you may want to get off patrol. You may want to go to detectives, go somewhere. And they don't understand that the 2 or 3 or 4 years that you've been on patrol writing reports, doing shit work, detectives are seeing these and talking like, fuck, this guy's an idiot. Have you seen his reports? He can't spell. He doesn't know what he's talking about.
Yeah.
And so you put him like, man, I really want to go there. They're like,
yeah, no.
No.
Yeah.
They're like the guy who just has one run-on sentence for an entire paragraph.
No.
No.
Yeah.
You're about as useful as a hemorrhoid. You're not going anywhere, guy. You're just hanging.
Wait, they're not useful?
Oh, no. You're just going to hang in the asshole of the department forever.
Wait, so are you saying the patrol is the asshole of the department?
No, the one guy who doesn't do shit.
Oh, writes one-on he's the asshole of the department.
I like that topic, though, because I think it's important that people understand how important it is for you to do a good damn job.
Yes.
We are the gatekeepers, man. We're out there catching these piece of shit criminals. We need to make sure they get off the streets. And if you're not doing your job and they're not getting off the streets and they go out there and they offend, dude, you're partially responsible for that bullshit.
And part of it is, it really isn't that hard. Like, it to write an effective report, even if it's something that's not going to go anywhere, you're just documenting something, right? Yeah. So the example that we're using with the little girl, how hard is it to go back to your car, go to a safe location, back to the station, and you could literally have that done in 10 minutes.
Yeah.
It really doesn't take that long.
No.
You do a little bit of good, you know, you do your report, you handle it, you write it very effectively, you send it off, you go inside the station, you take your shit, you fill up on your water, and then you go back out to do police work. Yeah. It's really not that hard.
It's not hard.
Like, you have to be, it could be inept or it could be other things, but you have to really be a lazy piece of shit to not document stuff like that.
Yeah, you need to get out there. You need to handle it, dude.
That's our job.
Yeah, and it's your job.
Like Jake, you were talking about, like, a lot of these dudes, they get in this job and they, you know, I've seen a lot where, like, I'm the sheepdog out there trying to get wolves. Mm-hmm. And it's like, no, dude, you've been on a barking dog report for 3 hours and I've watched you fall
asleep. Because they think they're a sheepdog.
Yeah.
And yeah, they're trying to play with
they
the
have
dogs.
To, yeah.
And I've watched you fall asleep for like 45 minutes straight. You're drooling on yourself. Yeah. Oh, no, you're a dingleberry.
Yeah.
You're not a sheepdog, my guy.
And the thing about it is, we also work in a large police department with a large city, large amount of things going on, legit crimes happening, bad stuff going on, right? And so you got to understand that it's critically important you do your job well. How shitty is it when you go to it doesn't have to be a cop work. It can be any type of business out there and you run into some employee and the employee is just feeding you a line of bullshit. You know, this is bullshit. They're telling you they can't do X, Y, or Z. It's like, that can't be. You have to be able to do something about this. Let's say you've got, you know, a product, your attorney or some issue with
your
something
fucking
going
TPS
on.
Reports.
Right? Yeah, your TPS reports. You have your cover sheet.
Put a cover sheet in your fucking TPS
so,
reports.
So, but how aggravating is it when you run into this employee that you know is just unwilling to do something when they could do something? It's like, no, just do your job. But how more important is it that we are out there doing our jobs? It's more important. That's where we're held to such a high standard.
Like you said, the cover sheet's not on the TPS, no one's going to die. But you write a shitty report or don't document something, somebody could die.
Could die, legit.
Somebody could die.
Yep, absolutely.
And that's going to be on you.
Yep.
And then you're going to have to live with that, whether you keep your job or not. But
kind
of going back overall, like, do your job well. Be a professional.
Have pride in your
fucking
job.
Have pride in your work. Yeah. And you show up, and like you said, the best mindset is to treat every call like this is my most important call right
absolutely.
Now. Whatever I'm on.
Yeah, you know, somebody said this before. Would I treat it like this exactly? I don't know. But somebody said, you know, act as if the call that you're handling is for one of your loved ones. Yeah, somebody's called in and said, hey, you know, I need this done. It's like, okay, they're not just some random number that's called you. It's like, no, you'd handle this for somebody and they're important. Pretend like it's your mom calling in. Well, you should handle this well for my mom for sure. So Tracy would say that.
Mm-hmm. He told us that too, the same thing to us too.
That's kind of a good way to help.
And he said that because
the mindset.
Because most of his family lived in there. They're like, he's like, that's my mom. Right.
He's like, and if you don't do it right, my mom will knock your ass out. So
she obviously my mom gave birth and raised that ginormous fucking human being. So
dude, he's a giant.
So yeah, he'll fuck you up.
The other day I'm driving down to this little town we live in. And as I'm going down the main drag, I'm traveling in Joss's car.
You say you're going down on a drag?
I'm traveling down on the main drag.
Queen. Drag queen? Trans
queen? Going down on a drag.
Sorry, I think my
that's
ears
That's a Freudian slip, right? That's a Freudian slip we talked about.
Sorry. You're on a trans queen.
I'm on a trans queen. Trans queen. All right, so traveling down the main drag, and it's kind of rush hour. It doesn't get busy down there, but this main drag is there's one lane each way. No center turn lane, so there's businesses off either side. So if somebody comes to a stop to turn left, it's like, what do you do typically?
Stop.
You got to stop.
Stop or go around.
You got to stop. Okay.
Go around. If
there's, like, if there's space.
There's space. If there's space off the side of the road, you go around them typically is what you think, right? All right, cool. So we're traveling down this main road. This car stops. to turn left, and they're waiting because cars are coming the other way. Well, there's a car in between me and this car that stopped, and the car that's in front of me goes out and around.
On the shoulder.
It's all paved. Yeah. And there's plenty of space before you ever get to the curb. There's more than a lane and a half of width. So they go around, and I go around as well. As they go around, I see the sheriff, one of the deputies there, parked facing the other way, and they hit their freaking lights.
Boom.
And
fucking cherries and berries, baby.
Hit their lights.
Gonna get you.
And I'm, oh, shit, is this guy gonna pull us over? What's going on? Okay, whatever. So I kind of pull over to the side of the road, just get out of the way. I know they're coming after me initially.
Sure.
And I thought it was something somebody else did, or they're going to a call or something like that. No, fucking turns, makes a U-turn to come in, but now they didn't go far enough back. They U-turn, so they're perpendicular to me. So their lights are shining into my car, and
fuck,
I'm sitting there.
That.
So it's perpendicular to my car.
And wouldn't that be blocking traffic?
Yeah, well, it was. And I'm what like, an what idiot. The hell? Fuck and it. Then the car that was just in front of me that also went around this vehicle is kind of stopped, and I saw the deputy look at that car, and it was pointing at the person, and then it goes to flip a U-turn, and it's perpendicular with me now. Okay, I mean, I'll pull forward, and I could tell this cop needed me to pull forward so I can get out of their way so they can make the turn, right? So I pull forward to get out of their way. I'm still off to the side of the road. I'm not leaving anywhere. I could tell she probably wanted to pull my ass
slowly
over too. And
forward,
so I'm slowly rolling forward, and starts hitting their siren. This deputy starts hitting their siren. I was like, yeah, no shit. I'm just pulling the fuck
You should
over.
Have just stayed right there and just blocked her
yeah,
ass.
I know, but I was trying to be nice. And so I pull forward enough so she can pull around and get in behind me. So I pull forward enough. And now that car that's also in front of me is pulled over to the side of the road.
Were you in your big ass truck?
No, it's okay. Joss's car. Joss's Explorer she's got. So I pull forward so they can pull in behind me. The deputy gets out, comes walking up to my vehicle. At a decent clip. She's walking up pretty quick. And I roll my window down. And she's like, comes up to my window. She's like, hey, you stay here. Don't go anywhere. And walks past my car.
It's a stupid
move. Wonderful tactics, by
the way. Yeah. Walks Fantastic. Past my car.
Okay.
Up to the next car that's in front of me. It's also been pulled over, apparently.
Doing two for one.
Two first. And so she's a Travis Kelce, two for one.
Yeah.
Anyway. So walks up to the next car. It's in front of me and starts chatting with them. Chats with them for a good solid 3 or 4 minutes. And in the meantime, I'm getting my reg out and my license out. And then she comes back to my vehicle. And she's like, okay. You know why I stopped you? You know why I pulled you over? Yeah, I actually don't have any idea why you pulled me over, but what do you got?
She's assuming you'll tell me.
She's like, well, I pulled you over because you crossed the white line. When you went around that vehicle that was turning left, you crossed the white line, and then you came back over. You traveled off the roadway. That's illegal. You can't do that. And I was like, wow. All right. Yeah, I guess that is a law, but that's pretty fucking ticky-tack is what I'm thinking of myself, right? Like, all right, well, yeah, my bad. I did do that. Here's my license registration. Then she comes back, and she's chatting with me. You know,
you're like, hi, I'm Sergeant Jake. I mean, sorry. I'm Jake.
Hi, I'm Sergeant Jake with the police department. And she's like, you would not believe how many people pull over when people are waiting to turn left, how many people cross that white line so they can go around people. But that's so illegal.
You mean
and
where
it really
paved?
Bothers me. Yeah, where it's paved.
Where it's paved.
They just have this white line, you know? And I was like, yeah, I mean, I never even thought about that. And I've never even thought to pull anybody over for that.
Never once crossed my mind.
Never crossed my mind.
Right? I mean, shit.
If they did it safely, I'm not too worried about it. She's like, well, it's a big problem up here, and I'm making sure that I'm going to stop it.
Good for you.
And I was like,
you fucking die on that hill.
Right.
You're like, yeah.
What a stupid hill to die on.
I'm usually occupied with like homicides
yeah.
and rapes.
And it's the
drugs.
The thing about it is, it's a really small community up here. Very small police department.
Idiot.
The thing about it is, it's so evident, though, because guaranteed all she does is deal with regular ass people mm-hmm. all of the time.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Regular people all the time. It's evident in the way that she pulled me over and the second car over. Would you ever do that?
No. The only reason I would do that is if I'm training somebody on traffic laws. But even then, I don't think I would do that.
No.
I would probably just tell them, hey, that's actually a stoppable offense. If we're looking to further an investigation, we could stop that car
for
crossing over the line, and we could go into other
but
things.
I'm not talking about making a stop on that type of offense. I'm talking about, would you stop two cars at once?
No.
Like
no.
that person
No, no, no,
did?
No. Nope.
No. Why?
Because it's unsafe.
Because
okay, why?
Because if I'm dealing with the car in the back, the car in front can be doing whatever the freak they want to, and vice versa. If I do what she does and bypass that,
you're like, hey, stay here,
car,
and that
stay
person's
here,
like,
and walk in front. Now nobody's
I am. Yeah. I'm reaching for my AK. I'm
exactly.
Gonna fuck.
Yeah. Okay, I'll stay here.
I can
here.
Do that, and or I can leave,
Dude,
or I can
entire time?
Jump out
exactly.
and steal shit out of your car if
yeah,
you didn't
exactly.
lock
her over.
I was like, seriously, if you pass that first car,
mm-hmm.
now that you're back, you have to be cognizant of this car you're walking up to and the vehicle vehicle you just passed by?
Yep.
You're assuming that I'm a good person now.
Correct.
Yeah.
You're assuming that. Mm-hmm. Do you know that? No.
Negative.
You do not know that. You have to assume this person you've pulled over is possibly have guns and want to kill you. Yep. You have to.
Well, and let's face it, you look like some white power motherfucker.
Yeah.
Like, I would not be like, oh, I'm going to walk right in front of you.
She's
like,
oh. Nation.
She's like, oh, white power Bill, stay here real quick.
She's like, listen here, sons of anarchy. Okay.
She's lucky I don't have that anarchy.
They were trying to help Charming.
I'm assuming, did you drop the podcast?
No, I didn't.
I was going to say, like,
she probably listens to this.
Hopefully she listens.
She's going to hear this episode, and then next time she pulls Jake over, she's going to write his
You're
ass.
You're getting a ticket.
They're like, oh, they're talking about Chrissy.
Yeah.
Hey, Chrissy.
Chrissy, you know how you hate when people cross the white line? They're talking shit on you. Sorry, Chrissy.
She's like, that son of a bitch.
That motherfucker.
I'd definitely give him a ticket next time.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Here's a ticket for crossing over the white and for having an obstruction from your mirror.
What's weird is now that her fellow coworkers, they've seen her gathering acorns. She's throwing acorns at your fucking car and start blasting.
Is that what it is?
She's like, oh my God, shots fired. But she won't hit fire. But it's fine because she won't hit you.
Oh my gosh.
Well, I've seen, I think there's only one female up here and she's got her hair down. I've never seen an officer on like social media, in person, on the news. I've never seen a woman officer with her hair down.
Women, let your hair down.
Well, it just seems a little dangerous.
She's obviously not concerned with danger.
What? So why would they have a policy about your hair not touching your lapel, or why is it the females have to have their hair pulled back? Why?
The only thing that has been told to me is because it's a safety concern.
Okay, in what way?
Because they can grab it.
Okay,
people can grab your hair.
Or if you're involved in like a gunfight or a battle and your hair falls over your face and you can't see jack
could
shit.
Could be a problem.
Could be a problem.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's interesting because I can see how that would be a problem and why you'd want to have your hair pulled back if you got long ass hair. You don't want to dangle in front of your face, right? That was my story, personal story, of getting pulled over. And I thought it was really interesting to see the safety standards that I saw on that traffic stop compared to what I would absolutely preach. If I rolled up on one of my guys doing a traffic stop like that, I'd be like, the fuck are you doing right now? Knock that off. That is dangerous.
Yeah.
I can't imagine somebody doing like that if they did.
Well, I get it. I get it. She, like you said, she probably deals with normal ass people every single day.
Probably, but right? You can't assume.
That's the thing is, that's where complacency sets in. Yeah. And then there, and especially when you're talking about a small rural type of town, the person you're going to run into is those fucking sovereign crazies who they look like normal. And they're like, hey, stop here. And he's like, okay.
Yeah.
And she starts walking away and he's like, fuck this bitch. Runs her over, takes off, or just fucking
pulls out a gat,
pulls out that AK and just leans out the window. I was like, tick, 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 tick.
Exactly.
You're dead.
Exactly.
I'm a sovereign citizen. See ya.
Yeah, dude. You can never assume because in small little communities, what do they have a lot of?
Guns.
Guns? What do they make a lot of that is illegal? Dude, meth.
Methamphetamine.
Think about that. And these small little communities that are on the outskirts and stuff like that, a lot of times you get people.
I thought you were going to say hentai.
Hentai.
Tentacle porn.
Tentacle porn.
A lot of illegal tentacle porn out there.
True.
In the outskirts?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Because they have.
How do you have the stats for that?
Tentacle
porn. IP addresses. Oh,
yeah. Bad.
That's bad. Stupid. It's taking over.
Stupid.
Let's see. Oh, I'm glad I wrote this down because we've got to bring this up. To round this out, I probably should have started the podcast off with this. So, Super Bowl, right? It was the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And you guys were going to come up and it was going to be fun. But then we had to tape delay it because we were having the coach and his wife and the family come over. So I got it and then I paused it. So when they came over, we could start it and watch it as if it was ready to go.
Real time.
We're behind like an hour and a half.
Yeah.
And we're going along and we're watching the Super Bowl. And I just kind of fast forward through some commercials, but we're still behind. We don't know what's going on. And the game's going on and it's a close game.
Yeah.
It's a close game. It's toughly contested and it's going along and we're in like the third quarter and Joss says, guys.
It's the fourth quarter.
Third quarter.
Okay.
Correct yourself right now, Jocelyn.
Wow.
Third quarter. So we're going on and I'm like, all right, this is a good game. All right, cool. Well, I kind of teased about fast forwarding the halftime show, right? Mm-hmm. The girls wanted to watch the halftime show and I teased about skipping the halftime
garbage.
Show.
Jocelyn did want to watch it.
I teased about that, but we watched the halftime show. As the game gets on and it's like I said, third quarter, let's even pretend it's the fourth quarter, regardless. Jocelyn looks online and sees that the game.
Wow.
She sees that the game is going into overtime.
It was over.
Okay, it was over. Regardless.
So I was like, I'm just going to see who wins so I can be done with this.
So we're watching in the third quarter, fourth quarter, we know what's going to happen. And she finds out what the ultimate outcome is going to be because she just can't wait and watch it, whatever. And so she says, guys, it's going into overtime anyway.
I was trying to tell Amberlynn, but I was
anyway,
a little loud.
So, you know, and I'm thinking to myself, like, we don't know what's going to happen. Think about it.
He started crying.
The fun in the game is this. You don't don't know how it's going to end, right? You don't know how it's going to be contested. So especially at the end of regulation, when teams are trying to march down the field and score goals, make points, right? You are just on the edge of your seat because you're waiting for that to happen. Now we're going, it's going into overtime.
Right.
That means everything you watch up until they get into overtime means nothing anymore. So Joss straight blew those clamps off.
So
hardcore.
Here's what you do. Retaliation.
Yes. I thought about this too.
Next time she has a really good book.
That's exactly
what I said to her.
You find out what it is and then you read it quicker.
Yes.
And then when she's like at a super, you kind of like, hey, where are you, what's going on? Where are you at? You kind of gauge it. And then a really good part, you're like, oh yeah, that person fucking died.
Yes. I told her. She likes Kamoran Strike. I told her I'm going to read the Kamoran Strike and find out everything that goes on and then blow the claps off before she ever reads it.
You've got to let her get vested.
I just love the silence because I know she's mad at me right now.
You have to let her get vested into it because if you tell her before she starts to, she gets a chance to read it.
Like, no, I won't.
You have to let her get into it.
No, she's going to be halfway into it.
And then she'll be like, oh, this is a good book. It's like, oh man, it's sad because Lyra dies at the end and then Corin actually does this and you just, and she's just like, mother.
Jake's like, it's sad because Una turns out to be a fucking whore.
A whore. Or sorry, whore.
Everybody saw that coming, okay? Nobody.
She's a whore.
You guys love to slut shame her, and she's not.
Especially her. She saw that coming.
She's not. She saw it coming. Now Fitz is mad.
Yeah.
Do we need to read it again?
No. No. Negative. Negatory.
I think that's a yes.
That's a negative.
I'll take that as a yes.
Absolutely not.
Hell no.
When the dude dips his dick in vodka and then coke and then fucks you in the ass.
Yeah.
A little bit of a whore. Little bit of a slut.
Yeah, slut. Slut. Slut.
A little bit of a slut. Talk about truffle butter.
Ben's over here taking notes. He's like, dude.
Truffle butter.
Hold on. He's like, was it vodka then coke or coke then coke vodka?
He's texting his boyfriend Hunter right now. He's like, hey, did you know there's a difference between a whore and a slut? Whores make money, sluts don't.
It's like almond joys and mounds. One gets a nut, one doesn't.
Some whores have money, some sluts don't.
So if you're gonna do it, just get paid.
Just get paid. Just
that's
get
the moral.
It's illegal. No, it's not. Don't make get money. Paid. It's illegal.
Just get paid.
Look, it worked out for Cardi B.
Yeah, that's true.
She got works out for
cow,
a lot of
she's
people.
So freaking
Amber
stupid.
Rose, Matt Damon, isn't his wife the one that was a stripper?
A bartender.
Matt Damon's wife
bartender.
Was a stripper. Oh,
I thought she was a stripper.
Wait, no. Who's Amber Rose?
That one. Didn't she date Kanye for a while, and now she goes through rappers now?
Didn't work out for that girl who model. Put Drake's spicy semen up.
That's
her
true.
Snatch.
Didn't work out for
didn't
her.
Didn't get paid.
Didn't get. She tried.
Yeah, but that freaking housekeeper did.
Ah, she got paid.
Holy shit! I'm still triggered about that.
Yeah, you are. I thought it was funny, and I needed to bring that up because I knew that you guys would understand my point of like
he
the
really
Super Bowl.
Needed to bring that up.
I saved it for the podcast. Now, I didn't tell the boys about it at all until right now. And I
see,
wanted to.
That
I wanted to get your reaction.
Yeah. See, and that was part of the reason.
You want to watch
because my curiosity gets me, right? And so I'll start flipping through Facebook and then I'll see a final. I'm like, fuck.
Yeah.
Damn
it. Yeah. Well, it was late and I felt bad. Obviously, I was like, oh shit, I should not have spoiled that.
She did feel bad.
I was talking to Amber Lynn, which wouldn't care, but I wasn't.
She
has a loud voice.
You didn't have your inside voice.
Yeah, as did the people she works with. She found out she has loud voice.
They tell me I'm loud.
She had a loud voice.
Yeah.
And she said it loud and I heard it.
Very loud voice.
Did you tell him the end score though?
No.
Or
no.
Just that it went
to
overtime.
Not even who won.
She said it went to the overtime. Yeah, but that means, I mean, it just felt like
the rest of that regulation, is garbage.
I was like, well, they're going to overtime.
But it's funny because he's the one who says he doesn't care about the NFL. I don't think he watched a single game all season.
No, yeah, but still you want to watch the big games.
I haven't watched a football game in forever.
Yeah.
But still, it's like, we're going to sit down and hang out with
the
family,
watch the
football game. If you're going to have the entertainment on, might as well be invested.
It's like a shitty movie.
To an extent, you're going to be invested in it.
It's like a shitty movie. Like, I wouldn't go see this in the theaters, but we're all here together. We're watching it.
Yeah, it's an excuse to have the homies.
I'm going to pay attention because I'm sitting here. I'm dedicating my time to this, so I'm going to give it.
Yeah, and then your wife ruins the shitty movie, and you're going to cry about that for a couple weeks.
And then you're plotting the revenge.
Yes, the book. She got upset when I told her that, so I was going to do it through the next book.
That's not even the same.
So let me.
Or what you do is you get her titillated somehow, whatever you do. You start wearing the Highlander costume, but don't do anything.
Okay.
Right.
Put the Henry Cavill hair on.
But don't do anything. He's just going to walk around and okay.
So now she's all hot and bothered,
like,
right?
Ooh.
And what you do is you put Gorilla Glue on her power tool. Glued in the hand. Explain that on your Monday FaceTime meeting.
Jocelyn,
she's like, hey guys. I mean,
don't mind this power tool in my hand.
Have you seen that college? There's a college class that's online, and all the people are on there, and they have the one kid has a blurred background on. And I think one of the rules of the class is you couldn't have it blurred because they wanted to make sure you were actually somewhere studying.
Why
and not
does
like
it matter if you're
I don't
there,
like, you're
there.
Asking me a question that I don't give a fuck about. Anyways, so the dude has his background blurred, and the professor tells him, hey, so-and-so, you know, you've got to, you know, turn the blurred background off. Oh, okay. He turns it off, and right in the background is this huge dong.
Yes.
And he sees it, and he just reaches back and just slaps it and just sits there, and all the kids start laughing, and he's just sitting there.
That's awesome. There's a reason this was blurred.
See, that's what you could, oh, but you don't do, like, video meetings?
Not really. It's, like, optional.
She's exempt.
I'm exempt.
So you could just plant it.
I have been on video before.
Yeah.
It would still be.
So she's just talking, and her supervisor's like, she has no idea. So, what are you looking at? What is behind you? She's just,
It would still be hard for her to type with the power tool glued to her
hand.
That's
true.
Okay, but I'm smarter than you guys, and I know that nail polish remover takes that off. So,
what kind of glue?
Pretty much any. If you have acetone, it will take it off.
Okay. JB Weld. JB Weld.
Yes, straight
out. Chopping that hand off.
Wood glue?
No.
Oh.
It's not taking JB Weld off.
I'll just soak it in acetone for a while.
I'm going to freaking make her have JB Weld on her hand.
So let me ask, on a scale of 1 to 10, how do you rate the halftime show?
7. She'd give it a 7. She likes Usher.
I like Usher. And
Alicia Keys.
Usher's cool. I like Usher too.
Yeah.
Alicia Keys.
Lil Jon.
It was fun that he brought out the whole crew with Luda and Lil Jon. I feel like he only sang each song for like 30 seconds.
Yeah, they wanted him to go through everything.
Yeah.
And, stupid.
And so that's what they do now.
Yeah.
Big shows.
It's annoying. So freaking stupid.
Pick like 4 songs, 5. Like, no. You don't have to sing the whole thing of each song.
But they wanted,
but
they wanted to get everyone. They wanted Alicia. They want Luda. They want all these other people.
You can still do that.
You still can. Because one song with Luda and Lil Jon, and that's one song with Alicia. They don't have to sing the whole song. Just
the amount of time that they allowed Alicia Keys to sing was perfect because she got through a chorus and she got through a verse and a chorus and a little bit of else. Same thing with Luda. Same thing with Lil Jon.
To your point,
Usher went through like 87 songs one word and one line in some cases.
He wanted to go
sometimes, let it burn. And then he's on another song. I'm like, motherfucker, what? Like, that's a great song.
Yeah.
Like, you said 5 words in that song.
They wanted him to go through his cut, but
sounded like shit.
Yeah. Okay, I'm not saying it was awesome. I'm just telling you that's what
they
wanted.
You said you gave it a 7.
No, I said Joss would give it a 7.
No, he was answering for me.
Oh,
I was like,
okay. he was speaking for her.
Yeah.
I like it. Good for you.
No.
Good for you.
She can't vote anymore.
Oh,
I guess
damn.
I don't need to say what I was going to say.
So, no, what I was going
to
say
doesn't
is,
matter.
To your point.
We didn't say your opinion. We just said your vote doesn't matter.
No, I hear it. On the podcast, it matters.
Oh,
but
my God.
On the podcast, it matters. But not in
my without, life. Like, no. I already got it pissed off enough.
You started this. You started this. This is on you.
Okay. Is that me?
Yes.
Why is
it on
me?
Because you started it.
The Super Bowl story?
Yeah.
I couldn't tell the Super Bowl story. Come on.
I didn't say you couldn't. I'm just saying you started it. So don't try to put it on
you. Hold on.
1 through 10. 1 out of 10.
I would say a 6. I was impressed. He still got it.
Oh,
He looked good. 45.
I was waiting for him to fall on the roller skates.
The roller skates? Dude's on roller skates at 45, dancing around.
This is gonna make my day.
I couldn't do that. He's 45 out on roller skates, just killing it. So
1 through 10 for Jake.
I didn't watch it.
He didn't.
So like 0? That's close to what I'd vote.
You don't negative 6,000. I don't give a fuck.
Perfect.
-6,000.
Britt gave it like a 9.
I liked it. I thought he did a good job.
So
what did you give it? One scale of 1 to 10.
She's already forgotten it.
With Usher?
Called dancing.
So
it's called dancing.
It's called dancing. It's called dance and sing.
Called roller skates.
Not a hoedown.
Is there a better halftime show you've seen in your life?
Yeah, Janet Jackson.
I knew you were gonna say that.
Bro.
I never saw that either.
No, actually it would be Eminem. It would be 2 years ago. The halftime show that they did 2 years ago. That one was dope as shit.
When he took a knee?
That was the only part that bothered
me.
But they had Eminem, they had Snoop, they had 50 Cent. Like, they had all the old school rappers, and they didn't do the one line bullshit. Like, they each got several lines of like their biggest songs, and they went to town. It was awesome. That one I freaking
so
loved.
So they play Lose show. Yourself.
Oh, absolutely.
Yes.
So the reason Alicia sounded like shit, because most artists in that, they'll sing a little bit, but most of it's pre-recorded. She did it all natural, so she didn't pre-record shit.
Yeah, she sounds like shit.
Okay, well, I'm just saying.
Usher sounded good, but there were a few lines that he gave. I'm like, ah, you're getting old, buddy. Those vocal cords aren't as good as they were back in the day. Jeremy's mom's here.
I gotta go.
All right.
Jeremy's mom said he can't play.
Jeremy's mom can get him again.
Jeremy's mom. It's so he doesn't get lost again.
Yeah.
Because that's what happened last time.
I tend to get lost quite.
He got lost. He ended up in Ireland. He was out in the Seattle,
Scotland
area.
He was in Scotland.
He's over in Europe.
That's in Loch Ness.
Then he's up in the upper Yukon.
Mm-hmm. The guy's everywhere.
He's everywhere. So I'm at the Super Bowl.
So now he has to
have his mom. Oh, yeah. He was at the Super Bowl.
Yeah. The Super Bowl. Where else was he?
I'm giving out trophies.
He's on,
and shit.
He's on the front of a book with Waldo.
That's his own line of books coming out.
Except it's going to be instead of like fun like shopping malls, there's going to be trailer parks and shit.
Gas stations.
Rusted out cars, gas stations, back alleys, like meth labs,
cone shaped porta johns.
Yeah. We're going to have like a picture of Jeremy at the meth lab, and he's going to be sitting in a chair, like leaned back, just scraggled out, and he's going to have like a rubber hose around his arm with needles sticking out of it. Like, where's Jeremy?
An actual hose.
It's like in heaven.
Except, this guy's going to heaven.
Except all the characters in the meth lab that you have, all the characters is going to have my face on him. Where's Jeremy? He's everywhere.
He's everywhere.
He's everywhere.
He's everyone in the trailer.
He's
park.
All of you.
Where isn't Jeremy?
Okay.
All right. Well,
fun.
Thanks for tuning in, you guys.
Mm-hmm.
Always remember, stay savage, okay?
What the shit?
Let it burn.
Everybody here knows that you're not ending that.
No.
Not like that, you're not.
All right, guys. Well, thanks for tuning in to this episode of The Savages, The Domesticated Savages. I don't know how domesticated we're this time, but hey, who gives a shit? That was fun. Check us out. Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, OnlyFans. Hopefully, you guys have been checking out that OnlyFans. It is popping. Popping.
Did you post that video
yet?
It is popping.
We've got so many subscribers now, I can't even hardly keep
track.
We got
some Fitz content.
They're requesting Fitz to do specific things now with his feet, which is really weird, but we're doing it. So send in your requests. What you want Fitz to put his feet in, other than your mom? We can't do that.
I'll do.
Get
I'll
that
do
yearly
pudding
subscription.
Tomorrow.
That's where you see the big savings. That yearly,
yes,
not the yearly. Not the monthly.
We'll cut you a discount for the yearly thing. Instead of $437 a month, we'll cut you for a year. It's like $45.
$69.69.
That's more money, but okay.
We'll cut you a deal.
That's the deal. That's the deal.
That gets you some premium subscriber content.
Premium content. Yeah. We're talking taint picks, okay?
Yeah.
We're
who's
talking
taint?
Just taints.
Oh, random taints?
Well, maybe.
Maybe not.
I installed a camera at your house, just FYI.
Toilet cam.
I knew it. Knew it. I kept trying to scrub that black spot, thinking it was my turd, and it would never come off. That makes sense.
That you sit when you pee. Anyways.
Anyways.
Don't sit when I pee.
Prove it.
Cameras is different.
Stupid.
Anyways, guys, thanks for tuning in. Always remember, stay savage.
Bing bong.
Bye-bye.
Try not to suck.